Okay. Go back now to our Mishnah. The Mishnah was a case of Asecha Pei Parah Mechaveiro V'Shilo La'acher U'Meisa. The Mishnah, we had a Secher who rented a para and then lent it to someone else. When he lent it to someone else, and then it died, so the Secher is Pater, the Secher swears Shemesa Kedaka is Pater, the Shayel pays the Secher. That was the Mishnah. Is that Mishnah talking Dafka that the Secher had permission to give it to the Shayel? Or even that the Secher didn't have permission to give it to the Shayel? The taste, if the Secher did not have permission to give it to the Shayel, would he be Chayel? Did that change things? Well, let's see. What would be the din? If the Secher gives it to the Shayel without Rishus, is that Mechayev him? Well, you already know in the Amid Aleph, Abaye said that Ein Ritzayni Sheyepikdayni Biyadacher, that there's a Svara that a person doesn't want his Bekotin to be Biyadacher. So there, at that point, the Gemara asked the Kasha on the Mishnah that when the Secher gave it to the Shayel, let him tell him Ein Ritzayni Sheyepikdayni Biyadacher, Shemesh Shemasa Shemesh Shemichayev. So the Gemara said, like Abaya, that it's talking that he gave it for Rishus. And if he would have given it without Rishus, he'd be Chayiv, because Shemesh Shabbos L'Shemer is Chayiv. That's Abaya's Pshat in the Mishnah, the Kuli Alma, nothing to talk about. The question now is, according to Rava, Rava doesn't hold Ein Ritzayni Sheyepikdayni Biyadacher. Heal Shabbos Shabbos L'Shemer Chayiv is not because Ein Ritzayni Sheyepikdayni Biyadacher. He holds that it's because of At Mehem Isli B'Shvua, Iulai Mehem Li B'Shvua. So I say in our Mishnah, where the Seicher swore Taka, the Seicher Taka voluntarily swore. So it should come out that according to Rava, you don't have to say today that he gave it to Rishus. That's the essence of this next Gemara according to Rashi. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, that's what's coming up. Now right away, it's a little strange. We have two machlokes in Abaye and Rava. The Amid Aleph to the top of the Amid Beis, they argued by Shemesh Masal Shomer, if it's because of Ein Ritzayni Sheyepikdayni Biyadacher or because of At Mehem Nesli B'Shvua. That was one machlokes. Then we had the second machlokes. The machlokes, if you say Poshabav Yatzel Agam, you say Havla Dagma Garma. Now the way I just explained this Gemara doesn't belong here. It's a kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. The Gemara doesn't belong here. The Gemara really belongs in the first machlokes of Abaye and Rava. This is all connected to the first machlokes. Abaye and Rava had a machlokes. If Shemesh Shemos or Shemes Chayek is Ein Ritzayni Sheyepikdayni Biyadacher, so Abaye said the Mishnah is talking. Rabbani said if the Abaye Mishnah is talking, he gave it for Shus. So Gemara there could have said Rabbani disagrees. It's a little strange, according to the way Rashi learns this Gemara, that the Gemara waited till here to ask this kasha. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tries to combine the two machlokesim. A little hard to know exactly how Rashi's doing it. But that's a kasha that all the Rishayim learned, not like Rashi, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rajma. But we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi and try to see how the teretz works out. Let's see inside. Amalei Abaye L'Rav. L'didach da'amrit malach ha'mavis malihach ha'malihasa. According to you, that now in this machlokes you say, malach ha'mavis malihach ha'malihasa, that havla dagma is not a reason to be mechayiv someone. Hayda isvei rebaba ma'amamul rebami. V'shani lei, v'shenostu lei baylam v'shus lahashol. And we said the Mishnah is talking gave Rishus. Fight is, if he didn't give Rishus, the Seicher would be Chayiv. Why is the Seicher Chayiv? Leimalei, you should say to him, Malach HaMaves, Malihach HaMaliyasam. It's not a good enough reason to be Mechayiv me because I gave it to a Shayel. It would have died anyway. It's not about a Shayel, it's Mesa Kedarka. Tavir Shail, Tavir Seicher, would have died wherever it was. So why am I Chayiv? So that's the Gemara's cash. Amalei, so Rava said, now here again, the Rishayim say, Rava should have said, Inachinam, you didn't need a whole chapter. Rava should have said, you're right. Like me, it's not talking that he gave it to him with permission. Which, according to Rashi, is what Rava says. Just Rava goes through a whole shatel. Amala. Lidithu. This whole thing depends on the previous machlaikas. Lidithu, the mestizo, and Ritzan Shevitan, and Acher. You held in the previous machlaikas the reason of Eretzain, Ikalusve. So, Lahi, so it was a good kasha. Lididi. Amina, Ang Mehemet, Libishua, Echlei Mehemet, Libishua. I held a different reason. It's not a kasha in the first place. It could be he gave it without rishus, and even though he gave it without rishus, still you're potter, because why shem shabbos l'shem is chayiv only if there's no shvua? If you have a taina, ant mehemet li yulai mehemet. But our Mishnah is talking that the seicha swears. So seicha swears, so the Mishnah is fine. So this is the Gemara comes out. If you want to learn the Mishnah, you're starting here for the Mishnah. Is it talking with Rishus without Rishus? Like Abaya, the Seicha gave it to the Shayon with Rishus, Dafka. Otherwise, the Seicha would be Chayiv, Kashem, Shabbos, Lashem, Chayiv. And like Rava, it's talking that the Seicha gave it to the Shayon even without Rishus. And Shem, Shabbos, Lashem is not Chayiv, because he can swear. If he can't swear, Shem, Shabbos, Lashem is Chayiv, but he could swear. I can. So Bikid Eger is bothered by the Rambam here in Pirush HaMishnayos. When the Rambam brings the Mishnah that the Seicher gave it to the Shayel, he says, it's talking, the Seicher gave it to the Shayel with Rishus. Because if the Seicher gave it to the Shayel without Rishus, he'd be Chayiv anyway. That's the way the Rambam writes the Mishnah. The Seicher gave it to the Shayel without Rishus, with Rishus. Otherwise, he'd be Chayiv anyway. Well, Chayiv, that Rambam is only like Abaya. We pass it like Rava. So, hey, we pass it like Rava. So why are the Rambam passing like Rava? So, why is the Rambam bringing Pshat in the Mishnah, which is Abaya's Pshat in the Mishnah, which is totally not true, according to Rava? It's a Pella. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a nice teretz. Kiva Eger says, of course, the answer it, he comes in with a totally new kasha. A totally new kasha, nothing to do with Rav and Abaya. He goes back to a kasha on the Mishnah, which really the Ritva asks on the Mishnah. So first let's go back to the Mishnah, and then we'll see how it answers the Rambam. What's the case in the Mishnah? A Bailam gave it to a Seicher. A Seicher gave it to a Shayel. And Nesa Kedarka. The Seicher is Potter, but the Seicher has to swear. Right? But the Mishnah says the Seicher does swear. He swears Nesa Kedarka, so he's off the hook. That's the Mishnah. And that's the Mishnah like Rava, right? You have to swear. So Dafka, the Seicher swears. That's the Mishnah's case, that the Seicher knows that he swears. How many shvuos hashayim are there? You all know. How many shvuos? There are three shvuos hashayim. There are three shvuos hashayim has to swear. What are the three? Mesa kedarka and Einu Bishusi. I don't still have it in my rishos. Which is really one. When an animal dies, you have the carcass of the animal. So it's Mesa kedarka and Einu Bishusi. Plus, you have to swear. What's the third one? Shalashalach bayad. That the Shaymer didn't, was a Peshaya, but Shabayad doesn't mean Peshaya. Shabayad means I didn't even use it. Right? If someone gives me a basketball to watch, and I use it without his permission, and then something happens to it, I'm Chayiv, because I'm Shalach Bayad. So Shaymer has to swear three Shavuos, Mesa Kedarka, whatever happened to it, and Einu Bishusi, I don't still have it, and Shloshati Bayad. So he said, 1 minute, what's going on in our Mishnah? The Seicher gave it to the Shayel. Then it was Mesa Kedarka. Now the Seicher is swearing Mesa Kedarka. Could be. He knows. He saw when it died. It was Mesa Kadad. Does he have to swear Eina Bershusi? Well, he could swear Eina Bershusi. He doesn't have to if you see the animal. But what about Shaloi Shalachti Boyad? How can the Seicha swear Shaloi Shalachti Boyad? The Seicha knows he personally wasn't Shalach Yad. But he transferred Shmira to the Shayel. He gave it over to the Shayel. How could he swear that the Shayel was like Shalach Boyad? Maybe the Shayel went horseback riding or paraback riding, whatever it was. Maybe he used it. Maybe he used the Shalai Kedin. It's really Kemad E. Efsher. Well, let's just say the Mishnah's talking that the Seicha lent it to someone and he was watching it the whole time. It's not a case that Seicha gives to a Shayel. What's going on here? How could the Seicha swear that Shalai Shalach Bayad, that the Shayel was like Shalach Bayad? He can't swear it.
But he
can swear he wasn't. But he has to swear that for the term of the Shmira, he's responsible for the whole Shmira, from day one till the day it died Kedarka. If anybody was Shaleach Bayad, anyone used it improperly in that period of time, then it'd be a Chiyuv. How can he swear that no one used it improperly? They have to remember, Shalachti Bayad, I gave an example, he went riding on the back of the para. If you rent something to someone, he's allowed to use it. But he has to do a proper shmira. He can't use it in a way that's not a proper shmira. Shalosh Lachti Boyad means I didn't do anything that was improper with it. Frekta Ritva, how could the Seicha swear that the shmira was a good shmira? Shalosh Lachti Boyad, he can't swear on behalf of the Shaila. What do you have to say? Chayra, there's no way out. You have to say Rechinami? He can't swear. He can't swear. Problem is, if he can't swear, what's the din? Mitoich sheni yachal nishpa mishalei. If he can't swear, he should have to pay. Many Rishonim hold, and Rabbi Kiva and them said that the Rambam holds this way, that a shvua that you can't swear, because but you have an excuse. Like, have a leila meida. I had no way of knowing. You don't say mitoich. If I am mechuyev a shvua, and I tell you, I can explain to you why I don't know. I don't know because it was in somebody else's property. I had no way of knowing. Lehavalei lameida, you say mitaych. So we had spoken out a nafkamina. If how you learn shvua, if shvua is a birur, or if shvua is a teshlumen. We said if shvua, the pshat of shvua is that it's a birur. And if you're not Mavara, was suspicious of you, that's why you pay. Then I have a leila meida, you're off the hook. If shvua is a tashlumin, I have to pay. Either I pay a shvua, I pay money. Then I have a leila meida. Okay, I have a good excuse why you're not swearing, but you have to pay. The Rambam Shita is that shvua is a birur. And if I have a good excuse why I'm not swearing, I'm off the hook. However, that din, that lehavalei lameida, I have a good excuse, that's why I'm off the hook, I don't have to pay, only makes sense if you have a good excuse why you're off the hook. Let's say a person brought on himself the fact that he doesn't know. He improperly, he not talking doesn't know, but he caused it. He caused that he doesn't know. So now he can't come to the Bailam and say, look, I don't know. I'm part of Lehavalei Lameida. Lehavalei Lameida has to be you were responsible and you have a good excuse. Not if you are irresponsible. What? I'll answer that in a minute. Okay, it's good. Kiva Eger talks about that 1 second. The Zuchter Kiva Eger, according to Rava, if the Seicha gave it to the Shayel without permission, that means he did something improper. He wasn't supposed to do it. He wasn't supposed to give it to the Shayel. Now, he can't come with an excuse, Lehavalei Lameida. I can't swish Lehavalei Lameida. I had no way of knowing. What do you mean you had no way of knowing? You brought it on yourself. You go give it to someone else, and then you tell me Lehavalei Lameida. If you give it without permission, you're chayiv. You know why? Not like Abaya, Kashem Shabbosol Shana Chayiv. No. You know why you're chayiv? Because you have to swear Shaloi Shalach Du Bayad, that whoever was watching it was Shalach Bayad. And you can't swear it. So Metaych. So therefore, Zot Rava, the way the Rambam learned Rava, our Mishnah must be talking that he had permission to give it to the Shalom. Why? Not for Abaya's reason. Abaya's reason was, because Abaya says, Shem Yishem Asol Shem Yishayiv. If you didn't have permission, you're chayiv. That's Abaya's reason. And that's Rabbi Bramahal's reason. Rabbi says, baloney, that reason is not true. There's no such thing as that you're chayiv because you gave it to someone else. But Be'emis, Rabbi has a second reason that he would set on our Mishnah, Bershus. What's the reason he'll set on the Mishnah he had to have permission? For a totally different reason, because of the Ritva's reason. Because otherwise, you have to swear Shalosh Shalachti Bayad. And you can't swear Shalosh Shalachti Bayad. And you're saying, Lahavale Lameida, that's not a good excuse if you did something wrong. You caused yourself not to know. So you would have to pay because of a Toich. Because since you can't swear Shalosh Shalachti Bayad, so that's why you now have to pay. If you can't swear Shalosh Shalachti Bayad, so now you have to pay. Therefore, the Rav has to say it's talking, you have permission to give it. How does that fix it? If you have permission to give it to the Shayel, so you didn't do anything wrong. So now you tell him, swear Shalai Shati Bayad, what's he going to answer? Well, answer, I have a Lila Meida. I have a good excuse why I don't know. You told me I could give it to a Shayel. So that's why I don't know. Some more thought. So it turns out, if you're writing a Pirish on HaMishnayis, you attack, explain the Mishnah that he had permission. Silent Abaya, silent Rava. Well, for two totally different reasons. Abaya, because Abaya said otherwise, Shem Shemosel Shem is Chayiv. Rava, for a brand new reason, the Kivega's reason, the Ritva's reason, because if he didn't have permission to give it to him, so then there's a kind of, why don't you swear Shalom Shlachti Vayad? It comes out with twisting like the Rambam that the end result of our Mishnah is the same, Silait Abaya and Silait Rava. What's the only difference? How do you get there? How do you get there? The Mishnah is talking, you have permission. Why? Silait Abaya, why? Because the Rabbah of Mamamel's Kasha. Silait Rava, why? Because the Ritva's Cheshbon. Both of them had a Cheshbon. Abaya had Rabbah of Mamamel's Cheshbon. The kasha he asked. And Rabbi had his eye to give kasha. According to this Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's beautifully meduyik. It's amazingly meduyik, the lashon of the Gemara's teretz. When Rabbi answers, we asked the kasha, when I read the Gemara, I asked, why does Rabbi have such an arichos in his teretz? Rabbi just should have said, Inachinami, I don't agree with Rabbi Ramana. He just should have said, Rabbi should have said, Inachinami, period. That's all. Why do you have a long arichus? So look now at Rava's lashon. It's so beautiful, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rava answers, Amalei. Liditchu, the mastisu says, maybe at acher, ikalu usvei lahi. According to Abaya, you could ask Abba Bar Mamel's kasha. Rava is saying, I also said that I'm by Yeshayver. For different reason. Not because of Abba Bar Mamel's kasha. Like you, you could ask Abba Bar Mamel's kasha. Lididi, Damina and family Klal. Rava just says, I don't agree with Abba Bamamel's Kasha. The Kasha he asked, that Shamish Basal Shimer, how could the Saikha give it to the Shayol? Rava says, that Kasha is not like me. Like me is not a Kasha. It's true. Rava means to say, the Teretz, I agree with. That the Mishnah is talking, he did it for Shus, I agree with it. I agree for a totally different reason. I don't agree because of this kasha. It's so beautifully meduyik, it's the Korim, the very Emes, the Kivegis Cheshbon, in the Lashon HaGemara. Rav is only saying, I don't agree with the kasha. He's not saying, I don't agree with the Teretz. I don't agree with the kasha. The kasha, Shem Shemos HaShem, I disagree with. The Teretz, that he's talking in such a case, that he had permission, I agree with that for scientific reasons. Meridik. The Lashon is beautifully meduyek, this this whole pshat of Rabbi Akiva. So it turns out, when we finish the Gemara, that the Mishnah is talking like Abaya with a Shiner, like Rava, according to the Rambam's pshat, also that he had permission to give it. They both say he had permission to give it, for different reasons, not to take away other Mishnayim who disagree with this. But that's the way it works out. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Masav Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is the kasha. And this Gemara, when you learn it, you really need, especially with Tosfos, you need to make a cheshbon in order to work it out. First, let's learn the words, and then we'll get to the cases. Masav Rami Bar Chama. Who's he asking the kasha on? Let's see. Hela l'rosh etzukin. What does hela mean? We're going to have Hela and also. Okay, Hela means, the person brought it up. A Shimer, does it say what type of Shimer it is? Does anybody here say what type of Shimer it is? Rashi just says Shimer. Alright, so we'll leave out in the meantime. We don't know if it's a Shimer Chinam, Shimer Sachar, maybe both. We'll leave that aside. Hello, the Rosh Etzukin. You take the animal, someone gives you the watch, and you take it up to a cliff. Rosh Etzukin is a steep mountain. V'nafla, and it falls down. Ein ze oynis v'chayiv. That's a lot of sense. You take an animal up, it falls down, you're chayiv. We have a deal. Hameisa kedarka. Hariz oynis v'chayiv. If I died, if you took it up to Rosh Etzukin, which you shouldn't have, and then it died kedarka, your partner, am I? Leimalei. Avira dahar katla, inami uftzina dahar katla. Let him tie it to him, to say Sakashan Avaya, that either the air of the mountain killed it, or the tircha of going up the mountain killed it. And even though that itself is only an oinus, but still, it's he took it up to Rosh Etzukin and it died from the Avir. So just like Abaye said before, Yechayiv, whatever Cheshbon, here also you should be Chayiv. That this steep mountain had a good pasture. Now who's saying this Teretz? Abaye. Rava doesn't agree with the Teretz. Rava says it died by Rosh Etzukin, by a plain cliff. You shouldn't have brought it up. You're Pesheya. Abaye says that it's talking by Marisham and the Tide, which means it's a good pasture ground. It's normal to bring it there. You're not a Pesheya. So we have two cases of this. Was this a Braisa? Of Hela the Rosh Etzukin. Rava's Pshat, Pasha Pshat, Rosh Etzukin, a cliff. Abaye's Pshat, it's a good spot. So therefore, if it's a good spot, if it falls, he's still responsible. But if it dies kedarka, there's no problem that you shouldn't have brought it there. It's a place that's normal to bring animals to. Zakta Gemara, Yahachi, what about the Reisha? Afraid first, Yahachi naflanami. If so, even if it falls, if it's normal to bring it there, why if it falls, are you chayiv? He answered, Shahaya lai l'taikva v'lai takva. He should have held on to it, and he didn't. Comes out if he did hold on to it and it fell, Abaye'll say a potter. Why a chayiv? Because he didn't hold on to it. So that itself is a pshir. Yehachi eim a reisha. If so, go to the reisha. I don't want this to get confusing. There's a reisha and a sefer. The Gemara brings the sefer first and the reisha second. Okay, but we have to call it by the right name. The reisha is the second case here. Also, the Rosh Etzukim in Atlan. It went up on its own and it fell. Harizainus. Then your potter. You buy your lila Mustafa. You should have held on to it. So why is he potter? Like Tzricha, Shetak Vaseva also. Tak Vaseva Yarda. He held on to it and it was stronger than him. It went up. Tak Vaseva Yarda. It schlepped him and it fell down. I guess when it fell off the cliff, he let go of it, was done. But that's the case of the Reisha. So now, in order to understand, Tosis does this for us. We're going to plot out on the board the five cases that we the Reisha is a case of Olsa, went by itself. The Sefer is a case of Helma. I'm sorry. The Reisha is a case of Olsa that went by itself. The Sefer is the case of Helma. And we're going to have a case of Marashama Vitaiv and a case of Rosh Hetzukim. And let's figure out the way Abai and Rav are both explaining this to the Mishnah of Raisa. This is a... Is it a Tadigim? It's a Mishnah. Explaining a Mishnah later. And they have here the cases. So let's get the cases straight. And then we're going to see how the Cheshbon works out. Now what I'm doing basically is Tosfos goes through it. And just going to try to make the Cheshbon. We have the Reisha first. Again, the Reisha was a case of... The Reisha was... It was also. So in the Reisha, you have two cases. Either he held on to it, or he didn't hold on to it. Okay? And the Sefer, same thing. Sefer is talking that Hera, he brought it up, and Nafla, and it fell and it died. Both these cases are talking Nafla, and you can have a case where you held on to it, you can have a case where you didn't hold on to it. And then we have the Sefer, one more case. The Gemara right away said, it was safer, but hell, you have a case of Nesa Kedah. It died normally, it had nothing to do with holding on to it. It didn't fall off the edge, which is Nesa Kedah. Now we have to do this, all five cases, by Abaya. And it's talking by Mara Shaman Vitor. Right? That it's a place that it's normal to bring it. And we have to go like Rav. That talking about Tzaikin, which is a case, he's a Pesheya, he brings it. Right? That talking about Tzaikin, where he's a Pesheya. So basically, you should be able to go through all these cases. All the cases are going to be easy. I think only one part is going to be hard. So let's see how we can do it. Now, Abaye is easy, because Abaye is the one talking in most of his Gemara. So, start with the same. The Gemara starts with the same. So the commission, the Brisa said, Hella, what does it say in the Brisa? Hella, Chayiv, that's the Loshon HaBrisa. Like, Loshon HaBrisa is Hella Chayiv, and also Potter. Right? That's the Loshon in the Brisa. In Mishnah, it's in the Brisa. Right? This is also in the Brisa. Also Potter, Hella Chayiv. What's the deal? According, let's start with here, with the same. Hella Chayiv. So Gemara is the Kasha, why Hella Chayiv? Why don't the Gemara is the Kasha from Mesa Kedarka? Why Hela? It says Hela Chayiv. Mesa Kedarka is Potter. Why is Mesa Kedarka Potter? Amar Shama Detayiv. So that's why Mesa Kedarka is Potter. What about a Tokfa my Tokfa? What does Abaya hold? Abaya holds you have to hold on to it. That's his whole terence. My Tokfa, your Peshaya. So that means. Over here, if it's Tokfa, you can Potter. Shita is the Tokfa's Potter. And my Tokfa is Chayiv. Here also, Tokfa, Abaye holds, is Potter. And my Tokfa is Chayiv. Now, it works out, according to Abaye, that there's a certain element of Daichik. What's the Daichik here? What's the Daichik in this whole Cheshbon? So that's a big Daichik in Abaye. What? Well, it's nothing in Marisha Ritzayim in the first place. It's all to finish. But more than that, the Brisa says also Potter, Helachai. You think there's a difference if also a Hela? You think so. You learn the Mishnah, there's a difference. You
stop making the chesh, there's really no difference. In both cases, tafapatamatafakayim. Seems, I don't know anybody who's asking the kasha, but it's a bit of a daichik. Now, if you learn a Mishnah, it says case A, Reisha is Pater, case B is Chayiv. And really, the same thing. If your animal's up on the mountain, if you hold on to it, you're not a Pesheya, if you're a Shomer. If you don't hold on to it, then you are a Pesheya. Abaye's way of setting out the Mishnah is a shtickle, it's a problem. A bit of a problem. Now we'll go with Rava. Rava holds here, Mesa Kedarka is Pater. Right? Why is it Pater? I was Tchilasi Bimshir. He brought it up to Hela. I brought it up to Rosh Hatzukin. So the answer is, why does Rava hold Pater? Because he holds Malach HaMamas, Maliacha, Maliasa. He holds Tchilasi Bimshir, the Seifim behind this. Is Potter if one didn't cause the other. So this is the part that Abaye would argue. Abaye would argue with this Ptur, this is the line, the whole chart, this is the line that Abaye and Rava argue about. If you take it to Rosh Hatzukin, which is Pshia, Tzilasi B'Pshia, and Dai Kedarka, Abaye would tie the Avira the Tzukin Dharma. So therefore, Abaye would be mechayiv, but Rava ponders. This is the machlokas. Now, what about here, according to Rava, by Hela chayiv? So Rava presumably will hold Hela is chayiv. Period. He doesn't have to be mechalik between Tafa and Loitafa, right? Rava, Abaye came along, Tafa and Loitafa. Rava presumably holds. We bring it up to Rosh Hatzukin, it's chayiv. Here, I would prefer to say the same thing. Also, Potter, I'll say, what are you hacking me a Chinese? I'll say it's Potter no matter what. Here, Tysus comes. Tysus says, no. Rava here is also Machale between Tokva and Laitokva. If it went up on its own, there's a Chilek, Tokva, Laitokva. This part is not a chiddush. Taisus is chiddush. This box. Taisus is mechadesh. This thing, which is not mufrich anywhere in the Gemara, that if an animal goes up also and it went up on its own, and you are like tofa and you didn't hold on to it, you're also chayiv. Also went up on its own. What? That's what we have to deal with. What is the case that we're talking? Where was the shayla? One second, step at a time. And first, I want you to have what we're going to be discussing: the fact that, again, in the whole chart, this is machlok sabayim rav. This is Gemara. This doesn't say anything about the Gemara. Tosfos says that even according to Rava, if light tokva yachayiv. Someone tell me why. Why light tokva should you be chayiv? What up on its own? What up on its own? If it falls down, I'm potter. Why, if I'm light tokva, why am I chayiv? Why should I be chayiv? So the Marsha is bothered by this. One line Marsha on that part of Tosfos. Marsha just says very simply, Marsha has a bunch of lines because he has the kasha. He says, why does Tosfos say that idea? Why did he leave it kapasha pshat? So Marsha, the last line, mistavalahu misvara. Tosfos said the following svara, dahaya yachal atayfa laitakfa vade dahava pshia. Means, Tosfos says, it's talking, that you saw the animal go up. The Shomer, he saw the animal go up. And since he saw the animal go up, that's true. If the animal goes up on its own,
and I'm the Shemi doesn't see it. It goes up on its own, it falls down, I'm potter. But if I saw the Shemi, I saw the animal go up the mountain, I should have gone and grabbed onto it. I'm not chai because it went up. But once it went up, I should have grabbed onto it. Since I didn't grab onto it, I'm a pesheya, and therefore I'm chayiv. So, why are you chayiv there? It's up to Marsha. It's talking a specific case. A case where you saw, if you didn't see, l'charit pashat chipata. And you chayiv, why? Because it's a pshia. It's a pshia that you should have, you should have grabbed it. So the Marsha holds that if you see an animal go up to a seat now, the Chayiv, he learns it in Taisvitz. Once again, Mashah learns that the Chayiv because of Shema. The Yeshua, I don't know why, he doesn't even mention the Mashah. But the Yeshua goes to Taisvitz. Says the same thing. Where did Taisvitz get this box that the Chayiv? So where did Taisvitz get? It went up on its own? Why should I be Chayiv if it went up on its own? So the Mashah, the Yeshua learns that he can't say it's Pshia. Mashah says Pshia. He says it's a lack of Shmira. It's a lack of Shmira that I don't go and grab it. Prevent it from going up, but once it's up, prevent it from falling. And the Lashon of the Mashah is, it's like Geneva V'Aveda. It's a lack of Shmira on the end of Geneva V'Aveda. Says that it's a lack of shmira, and just like Yechayim of the name of Adeda, Yechayim here too. So Yeshua and Asha have two different assessments of what's wrong if the animal goes up on its own. I tell the owner, what do you want from me? You have a crazy animal, he goes up to the cliffs. So what do you want from me? So the owner tied this to me, you should have grabbed it. You should have gone up there and grabbed it. If I didn't go up and grab it, what am I? Machlekes Marsha and Yeshua. Marsha says, you didn't go up and grab it, you're a Pesheya. Then Yeshua says, Pesheya, I didn't do any cheers. It's a lack of Shmira. I'm like, I'm Chayiv because I'm Chayiv on Gedeva Vavay. A lack, well, certain levels of lack of Shmira are Pshia. If I leave the front door unlocked, that would be a pshia. But Shah understands that this level of lack of shmira is Geneva V'Aveda. You might say that's queer. You have an animal on a cliff. What kind of thing is that? That's a real pshia. The answer is animals, they don't have a lot of brains, but they have brains. The animals always walk on cliffs. It's a funny thing. Human beings are afraid to walk at a cliff. They're afraid they'll fall down. Animals, they always walk at edges. See, squirrels walk on the edges, and the cats walk. They don't fall. They have brains that much that they don't fall. So, therefore, the Yeshua says an animal has enough seichel. It's not pshia. Maybe for me to put it there is a pshia. But once it walked up there, went for a walk, and it's walking in a dangerous spot. So that's not pshia because animals, it's not. It's not the full shmira that I should have done, but it's not a pshia. It's the way I understand the Pnei Yeshua. If you think about it, it's a davar amistaber. Animals, they go for walks on mountains. That's the way animals are. So pshia, I don't know, pshia. I can even have that. I don't know if cows walk on cliffs either, but that seems to be the level of lack of shmira seems to be the difference of opinion. But all right. Doesn't it have to be?
when I say Geneva Vaveda, I don't mean it's Mamish Geneva. Just in Shmira, like a Shemichina was part of Geneva Vaveda, he doesn't have to do that level of Shmira. He has to only a smaller level of Shmira. Geneva Vaveda is a certain level of Shmira. But who's me? The owner or the Shemir? The Shemir knowing it's there, that's a lack. That's a lack of Shmira, because you're not doing anything about it. What is he knowing to help you? Nafkamina between the Yeshua and the Marsha, anybody? Pasha the Nafkamina. What's a simple Nafkamina? What? That's the chayyur, the most Pasha the Nafkamina. What about a Shemichina? When I started this, I told you, I don't know, is this talking about Shemisach or Shemichina? So, according to the Marsha, that this whole cheshbon is pshias. Can we talk about Sayyid Shemichinam, Sayyid Shemisachar? According to the Yeshua, the Chayav and Geneva Vaveda, who's Chayav and Geneva Vaveda? Only a Shemisachar. If you would have the same chart by a Shemichinam, it would be a Shemichinam, then you would be potter, that box. Because Geneva Vaveda, Shemichinam is potter. So Nafkamina number one is Shemichinam. What's the din if it's a Shemichinam? Are you chayiv in that case? Nafkamina number two, so you started to say, more complicated Nafkamina, if it's safely ba'inus. What would happen if after I let it go up to the mountain? I didn't prevent it. I could have grabbed it, and I didn't grab it. Later on, I decided, hey, what did I do? I'm going to be chayiv. I ran after it, I grabbed it. And later on it fell, even after I grabbed it. I started with this mistake of not grabbing it, when I could have. And then, so it's chelsi b'pshia, and then it was safe b'ayinus. At the end, I changed my mind, I grabbed it. Well, if you hold like the Marsha, chelsi b'pshia, so safe b'ayinus, you'll be chayiv. Later on you grab it, too late, chelsi b'pshia. It went up because of you. So now if it falls, even if you grab it later, too late, it's chayiv. Lied the Pnei Yeshua. If after it went up, you could have stopped it, you didn't stop it, it went up. And later on you say, oy vey, what am I doing? You go grab it. It's not chilasei b'pshia. It's chilasei b'gneva v'aveda, b'seifei v'aynus, which the Tosfos later on in the Masechta says is potter. Chilasei b'gneva v'aveda, seifei v'aynus, is potter. What? Even if Hashem is Sachar, if Chilasei B'Gnei V'Aveda means he lacked Shmira for Gnei V'Aveda, but it wasn't stolen. In, like our case, he could have grabbed it and he let it walk up the mountain. So what's a Svara? Anybody can come up with a Svara? Forgetting about this chesed for a moment, why should the halacha be chilasei b'pshia v'seifei ba'inus is chayiv, chilasei b'gneva v'aveda v'seifei ba'inus is potter? What's the difference? Both times you started off the wrong way, you started off doing wrong. What's the svara that chilasei b'pshia should be seifei ba'inus should be chayiv, chilasei b'gneva v'aveda seifei ba'inus should be potter? Better. What's the svara of chilasei b'pshia seifei ba'inus that we spoke out? Well, we spoke out that chilasei b'pshia seifei ba'inus is chayiv. Why? Because from the moment of pshia, this is chayivus. It's not true by Geneva Aveda. It's a big chinish even by pshia. As soon as you're pshia, you're chayiv. You have to return it. And that's why seifei ba'inus is chayiv. That's only by pshia. Da'ilacha b'chidushai. That chilasei b'pshia seifei ba'inus, I'm going to be chayiv because Mishas Pshia, I'm chayiv. Chilasei Geneva Aveda, Seifei Ba'inus, I'm not chayiv. From the moment I didn't do a Shmira of Geneva Aveda, that doesn't make me chayiv right away. I'm only chayiv for the consequences. So it comes out, we have two nafkaminis between the Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha. One, Shemichinam, which is a chumra like the Marsha, kula like the Pnei Yeshua. The second, it was Seifei Ba'inus. Again, a Chumra like the Marsha, a
kula light of Yeshua. This is the way the cheshbon works out. Ad kan is the way we learn the sugya. Everything seems to be smooth and very gishmak. Nesivis went through this whole cheshbon. If you look into Nesivis, he doesn't spell it out for you. He assumes if you learn this Gemara, everything we said till now is Pashup Shat the Gemara of any Nesivis. Had I not seen the Pnei Yeshua Marsha, I wouldn't have figured out Nesivis, the Shin Gimel, the Sukkot and Yud Aleph. So, sorry, Sukkot and Yud Aleph. I think it's Yud Aleph. It's all Sif Yud Aleph. Nesivis, the Shin Gimel, the Sukkot and Yud Aleph. And he is a Kasha. Is a stira in Shulchan Aruch. In one case, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Marsha, and in one case, the Shulchan Aruch, I say paskins like the Marsha, and in one place paskins like the Yeshua, Shulchan Aruch is before the Yeshua. But the two nafkaminis, the Shulchan Aruch is inconsistent. In the case of Shai Mechinam, that it was also the Shulchan Aruch says Shabbichinam is Potter. By Tokva, you're Potter. Which stems with the Pnei Yeshua. In the case of Tchilasei B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'ainis, the Shulchan Aruch says Chayiv. If it would be Tchilasei, that it will Hayalai L'Taykva V'Lai Tokva, I think the Lashon is Hayalai L'Mayna V'Lai Mana, he could have grabbed it, he didn't grab it. And later he ran to grab it, Shulchan Aruch says Chayiv, which is like the Marsha. So Frakti, the Nesivis, a bomb kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. You see how Nesivis learned up a shtickl Gemara. This was all Pashatim in the Gemara. Two ways to learn, Marsha, Pnei Yeshua, and two Nafkaminis. So comes the Nesivis, and the short Nesivis. I think it's a long one, it's a short piece. This kasha is just two lines. He says, the steer is Shulchan Aruch. In one case, the Shulchan Aruch by Shabbichinam says Potter, which stems with Pnei Yeshua. And in the case of Hayalai, of Tchilasi Bipshia, Hayalai Taifa Vlai Takfa, and Besaif Takfa, he says like the Marsha, Jechayim. So he has a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Kasha Gavada Gakasha. But, you know, when we learn a Gemara, we see, you know, Imhema Kamalachim Anukim Bnei Adam. For us, it takes a long time just to figure out the chart, to make the chart. Just to figure out the whole cheshbon takes a while. And to figure out the problem takes a while. And then to figure out why the Marsha Pnei Yeshua, and then to plug it into Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Nesivis is Kasha. He says a Teretz. Teretz is not going to go into. But, HaKoponim, this whole cheshbon is the cheshbon of just how to learn up it. This is the book of Mark. Okay, I want just to point out to you, there in Taisvis, Ihachi, Divim Taimar, you don't have to be a Lamdin, Divim Taimar makes no sense. Poshit, I arrived at Taisvis had a cheshbon. The Tais, the last Vim Taimar, 8 lines on the bottom. Vim Taimar, Sefer. Given the Marisha Yachal Taikva, Amai Ukba B'Marishema V'Taif. If you say Abai is Pshat in the Sefer, why do you say today B'Marishema V'Taif? I feel, why are you Marishema V'Taif? Well, Pasha B'Allah, Kiva Shiachal Shema B'Nefila. Taisus Yesakasha, why Abai is Zetzai the Sefer by Marishema V'Taif? He says that the chart, Takva, Lai Takva, could have been even on a cliff. Abaya could have said Abaya cliff too. Takva Yapater and Lai Takva Yechayiv. Why is that said I by Marisham and Vitaiv? What's wrong with Taisus Kasha? Oh, let me phrase it different. Why did Abaya say it's talking by Marisham and Vitaiv? Because of which of the 5 lines? Why did he say it's talking by Marisham and Vitaiv? You know why? Why? Because of Mesa Kadarka. He says, I'm Shem Tzayik, it's Mesa Kadarka Potter. Why don't you say Avira de Tzayik, Garma? Is it Peshay? So the Taisus, not to believe what Taisus says, and Masha doesn't ask, Yeshua, I don't think he asked. I don't know who, if anybody asks on it. But the words of Tosis Kasha seem not to make sense. And his Teres, he doesn't answer this. The reason is Esai Marisham Betayim is because it's Mesa Kedark, as Potter. Only makes sense by Marisham Betayim. Otherwise, Avira Da, it's like karma. So there's a pshat in Tosis Kasha. But yet, Tosis says, why did Abai say that I'm by Marisham Betayim? You could say pshat, not a Marisham Betayim. If Tokfa is Potter, like Tokfa is Kayim, no problem. Why is this a Marisham Betayim? The Sefer says Hello Chayiv. So you could say Hello Chayiv. You know why Hello Chayiv? Because of Lo Tokfa. So that's why Hello Chayiv. That's all. Why is this a Marisham Betayim? But the answer, the Gemara says, why is this a Marisham Betayim? Because of the Diyuk Tokfa Chayiv. How about you could ask a Potter? Why you Potter? Why don't you say Avi with the Tzayk Gemara? So it's a problem. I just know the. Normally, if a Tosis doesn't make sense to me, I usually think I'm reading the words wrong, but here I know from the last couple of times I learned this that I had this problem, and there's a way to get around it, but Akapanim, Akash is Akash. I would like to learn the last piece of Gemara, so we can start the Mishnah tomorrow. Last piece of Gemara is only a question of how we paskin. Obrav Yaisi Keter Allah Eisis Chayra V'Parasa Shachaveirai. We all learned that in the Mishnah. If Yaisi says that you can't gain from the deal of someone else's para, it doesn't work out. So the question is, do we paskin like him? You should know in Shas, Rabbi Yaisi is the one yachid that we paskin like most of the time. Gemara says, Rabbi Yaisi Mukai Iman. Rabbi Yaisi always had a starker svara, and usually you'll notice in Mishnayis he explains. Mishnayis usually don't explain reasons. It's Pater Chayiv. Rabbi Yaisi explains, like in our Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel Alachik Rabbi Yaisi, we passed him like him. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Mishpei De Shmuel Halachaya Rabbi Yaisi Af Bar Yishayna Halachik Kamaisa Ein Halachik Kamaisa. In the first Mishnah of Hamafkid, where you also have a Shaymer getting kafel, is making Mara money on someone else. Do we pass him like him? Amalei Halachaya Rabbi Yaisi Af Bar Yishayna Halachik Kamaisa Af Bar Yishayna. So the first man the Amar here in the Gemara holds halacha kabaisa even in the first Mishnah, who's the one talking here, Rav Yehuda. Itman Nami Am Rav Laza Chalak Ibrazi Afrishayin of halacha kabaisa Afrishayin. Yechinen says no. Ma'ida Hayir Rav Yaisi Afrishayin. The first Mishnah is different than the second Mishnah. Why is it different? In the first Mishnah, why does he get kafel? Because he paid. It's a gift to him. You can't take kafel alayis of schayir prasu shachavei right. He did a taiva, so he got a gift. So Zok Rabbi Yechon, I'm going to Rabbi Yisrael Rishayim, Shekhar Shilayim. He did a taiva, he paid. Gemara says, Shilam in lo Shilam lai, Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba Rabbi Yechon, and lo Shilam Shilam Mamish. And the Kibar Sha'amai Reini Mishalam, af bi Shilo Shilam. Right, we had that in the Gemara. And even if you promise to pay, you get the kafel. So Taka, Eim Amai Rabbi Yisrael Rishayim, Shekhar Amar Reini Mishalam. Akopanu, what's the Gemara say? We pass it like Rabbi Yaisi. Ketzer lasa prasa, prasa shachaveira. Except in the first Mishnah. Because in the first Mishnah, why is he getting schaira beparasa shachaveira? Because he did him a taiva. He's giving him back a taiva. So there it makes sense. Rabbi Yaisi doesn't argue. In the second Mishnah, he didn't do him a taiva. Had the rabbi. He did himself a taiva. He did his friend a taiva. He lent it to his friend. He didn't do it. He didn't do any taivas. The Rabbi Yaisi says, "Keter Allah is a proper chay Rabbi for us to shachaveh." Right, and that's the way we passed in like Rabbi Yaisi. Again, the thing about Perek Hamafkin is that all the Mishnayos here are like famous Mishnayos that are again to other places. This next Mishnah is not only famous Mishnah; it's famous two Mishnayos. The first half of the Mishnah goes Lechem Ikem. Second half, Shneim Shekidim Zeman Zemasayim. So Mitzvah Shem, we're gonna. Do the Mishnah tomorrow. I think we get past the Mishnah, but we'll do the Mishnah position.